Hello.
Hello.
You already supposed to harmonize. You did it too late. Now it doesn't matter.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I feel like we came close. Next time.
Yeah.
I should have given you a heads up.
Yeah. You can't just go all crap.
Barbershop Quartet on us.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the name of the Barbershop Quartet from The Simpsons.
That was a good one. Didn't they perform all guerrilla style on top of one of those buildings like the Beatles?
Yes. Yes, yep. They did.
Yeah, they did.
Baby on board. That was a good song.
It was.
Crap. What? It was like the B sharps, I think.
Yeah, something like that. The B flats.
Sharp. I think
one of those that there is that not actually a musical note for.
Yeah.
Because there is no B sharp.
Yeah,
B-sharp is C.
Yeah, the B-sharps. That's what it is.
Weird turn.
Anyways, so episode 9.
Episode 9. We do talk about The Simpsons in this. I feel like that was a good foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Episode 9. Last time we'll do a single-digit episode.
Oh, no.
We could just end the series on this note. Fucking go out in a blaze of glory.
Double digits. Who needs double digits?
Fuck a 10.
One time I fucked 5 2s.
Never fucked a 10. I miss George Carlin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's my
favorite. I want to see a neck sticking out of a fucking gas tank. Jeez.
What a man. So let's see. I think we spent the most time this episode talking about music than we have so far.
I know, right? Like, it's a running theme, but yeah, we spent a lot of time on music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Introduced a new segment, but we're gonna keep that a secret.
Yeah, you'll have to find the fuck out.
For another 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll get there. Don't forget to put those sound clips in.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
Here's where you go find it.
God, it's an interactive podcast.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Insert your own riff here.
And we'll tell you about it.
I bet you that we could probably talk in general terms enough to where it would apply to every riff.
Right.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
You know that somebody's going to pootie tang us.
Yeah, probably.
Turn that down.
Mama always knows.
Sadate with the water.
Oh, man.
That brings you back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nine. Nine. Or as the Germans say, nine.
Nine. How do you say spaghetti in Italian?
Speaking of weird things, so remember I told you my teacher is in that that metal band from LA?
Yeah.
We had like a weird Metalocalypse moment.
Did he?
Yeah, because he said somebody else in the class is also a metalhead, so he made like a Squizguard reference, and the teacher was like, was that a Squizguard reference? I was like, nickels is money's twos, guys. And then we couldn't talk about anything else for like 10 minutes.
I'd like to stand on that thing.
I'm gonna play Jack with my brace. Or maybe the other way around. I don't know how you play. I don't know how you play dick with a bass, but
very carefully.
Yeah. You've seen the Doomstar Requiem, right?
No, I've wanted to, but I still haven't yet to see it. I don't know why.
Dude, it's only like 40 minutes long.
Well, let me put it that way. That's like 5 episodes.
Nah, because in the third season, they moved to 22-minute episodes.
Did they?
Yeah.
I saw something about them probably not bringing it back, and now he wants to like finish the series.
Yeah, I heard somebody was talking about that. He said he wanted to do like one more, like not a movie, but like a long episode again, and they told him no or something. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck him.
I don't know why Adult Swim would say no to anything.
Especially yeah, I've since, seen some of their programming.
Yeah, especially since that's like one of the more popular shows.
I know, but with like a lot of people.
Yeah, not just metalheads, like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell.
Hell.
I don't know, whatever. Well, then I can't talk about that because you don't know what I'm talking about.
We'll reconvene on this matter.
Yeah. It's yeah. So good. So good.
So good, my man.
Oh, sure. So, new segment time.
New segment.
New segment. Why don't we have songs for everything?
We should.
Jingles.
Jingle time.
So I wanted to do this thing, Riff of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening to the new Lindemann album, which of course is Till Lindemann from Die Rammstein, with mm-hmm. some other person. I don't.
Some other nefarious character on the cover.
I don't even know who else is in the band. Somebody asked me that. I was like, I think they're studio musicians.
Those two dudes.
Yeah. Those two dudes. What the? Neue Deutsche Harte. That's apparently the name of the genre. In case you were wondering.
Now I know.
Oh, man. Till Lindemann's dad's name is Werner.
Werner Lindemann?
Yeah.
I wonder if he likes ginger soda.
Probably.
The Werner's joke.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, anyways, back on point. The riff that I wanted everyone to forever listen to is Children of the Sun, which is track number... Do people care about tracks anymore?
I do.
Do you?
Sometimes I'll buy a single or two, but I'll buy the whole record.
Huh. Wow. In sequential order, it's number 5.
Nice.
So, without further ado, insert clip here.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Good clip.
Right?
I dig that. It's similar to, he was in Rammstein, but it's different. It's different enough. You know what I mean? I mean, Serj Tankian's solo project sounded like System of a Down.
Yeah.
But when the front man is the person involved, it usually does.
Yeah. Well, because you can't escape the voice, right?
Nope. Like especially the ones inside my head.
Like even the criminal known as the former lead singer of As I Lay Dying is like, everything I ever do is going to sound like As I Lay Dying.
Yeah, no matter what.
But I don't know. I just like it because I really like that like German industrial sound.
Yeah, you do.
So that's my clip. So what about yours?
My clip. I just saw these guys last Friday night. What was that, like the 10th of July?
Uh-huh.
Hell of a live show. Bunch of really good bands. But my riff is from the band Woven War. And you just mentioned As Lay Dying, and it's all of the members of As Lay Dying not in prison. They moved on. They formed an awesome band. I really like their sound. And they got the lead singer / guitar player from O Sleeper to be their lead singer. And he also plays guitar in some of the songs. But this particular song is called Matter of Time. And I believe it's like track 13. And it's like the opening riff. And I think it comes back around. But just the way it's played, the little eccentricities of it. You'll see what I mean. Take a listen.
Yeah. And that's ample time.
Paused long enough.
Yeah.
But I really like it. It has like that hitch in there, and it almost sounds like it's skipped.
And yeah.
I know as for a fact to do that and do it in sync, like live, or even just the recording, is tricky as shit. So they pull it off. And it has that harmonic trill in there that I really like.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have some really amazing guitar riffs on that whole album.
Yeah, man, we watched them live, and we were pretty close to the front, and they just do not miss notes, man.
Really?
Yeah, especially Phil Scrosso. I guess he's more of the rhythm player. I know he writes most of the music, but he just does not miss, man. That guy's a fucking riff machine.
Jeez. I still think the most impressive, like, technical live band I ever saw play was Protest the Hero.
Yeah, a little bit boring live, but yeah, it was definitely on point.
Which I think we've talked about before, but...
And that happens with everybody. It's a trade-off. Sometimes it sucks, but...
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely like not the most energetic, but...
No, and the bigger you get, the more boring your stage show gets. Unless you get, like, big crazy shit in the background, but then you're boring, and you're relying on all that stuff.
That's true.
Except for Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Who was it? I think it was Iron Maiden. They had... When I saw them in England, they had a... what's that British fighter plane they used in World War II? The Spitfire, I think?
Yeah.
They had one of those fly over.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No big deal.
They always do cool stuff. You know, they do like they'll pick each other's guitars, or they do like, you know, some funny stance around each other. And Bruce Dickinson just fucking runs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think once I've seen him and they brought out like a giant Eddie, like he popped up from the back.
Yeah, I think they do that pretty often.
Yeah. That's their thing.
So to answer the question about who that random guy is on the Lindemann album.
You figured it out?
His name is Alf something.
Oh my nigga, Alf.
Togren? I don't know, he's Swedish. So I guess he was in the band Hypocrisy.
Fuck that guy.
And he owns a recording studio. That's all I got.
They must have done the album there.
Probably. But he plays everything.
Oh, he does all the instruments?
I guess. It says he plays drums, guitar, bass, keyboard.
Jesus.
That's... I guess if you want to have a band, you just do it yourself.
The way to go.
Right? I guess he was in Celtic Frost, too.
Oh. Wait, even better.
Oh, never mind. I read that wrong. He was a producer for a Amon Amarth album, Children of Bodom, and Celtic Frost.
Mm.
So I guess he's done some stuff.
Busy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yes. Mm.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post these links on our Facebook page.
Good idea. I like that.
While I'm here.
Yeah.
Not like I was just looking at our Facebook page, but I mean, while I'm on the internet.
Right. Well, are we ever not?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess since I'll continue with the music thing, I started watching the Sonic Highways. What's his name? Dave Grohl's. It's like a, what would you call it? It's like a documentary, but it's...
It's like the recording of their last album.
Yeah. Which is interesting. So, what is it? Like, they... Because I haven't finished it. I only watched the first episode. Mm-hmm. So, they go to, like, a city, and then they record a song there? Like, for
right.
every...
Right, and it has to be a historic city. Like, musically historic.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I think the next one is Washington, D.C. or Virginia area.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes from there, and each city, they talk with the musicians from that area, and, like, you know, they're usually all big famous guys or
right.
involved in the scene.
Muddy Waters.
Yeah, Muddy Waters. Buddy Guy.
I didn't know there was such a huge blues influence in Chicago.
Right. I actually saw a new guy at work today, and he had a Something From Nothing tattoo above the Foo Fighters logo, and I meant to ask him about it, but I had to go do something. I didn't get a chance. I was like, are you from Chicago? But I do like it. And then at the end, they play the song, but they do it with like a lyric video.
Yeah.
And then they'll usually have like whoever guest or featured on the song, they'll have them in there. Like that one had Rick Nielsen play for a second. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's pretty
cool. Just gets better and better. And it just got picked up for a second season.
What are they going to record another album?
They're going to do another album, but they're probably going to do it all in London or something like that. Or I know at least the UK.
Huh.
Because there's so many historic, you know, recording studios over there, Apple Studios and all that shit.
What I really found interesting about that whole thing, right? So the dude that was doing the recording in his studio, you know, he was saying how like he doesn't take any royalties from any of the stuff. And
so he's the old punk guy.
Yeah. So he's like basically broke.
Yeah. Wearing his jumpsuit.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I don't know. That's kind of crazy because...
Yeah, totally. That guy was a total dick too, but I liked him. And then they had the guy from the, LED sound system on there. And he was talking about how when he was a kid, he wrote a letter to the guy and he sent schematics for years on how to make a studio.
Yeah.
He's like, since then, I've used those plans and made multiple studios.
I know. That's crazy. Which I didn't realize that dude was so old because I just started listening to LED sound system, like, I don't know, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the dude was like 50 years old.
Yeah, and just called it quits.
Yeah, that's strange.
I had no idea who he was. And Megan's like, yeah, somebody recommended this thing. We should watch it. And I was like, yeah, I have no fucking clue who this is.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Facebook just let me know that I can send money through Facebook and it's fast and secure.
Sure it is.
Not gonna do it, Facebook.
I spent probably 3 hours earlier just learning about website security and my brain hurts. Like, for one of the projects for school, I have to research all this stuff. So it's like all cryptography and functions and all kinds of stuff.
Jesus.
I'm like, good Lord, my brain hurts.
As we're talking, a Rock Band ad just popped up on my Facebook for Rock Band 4, and it's playing episode 2 song of the Foo Fighters' Sonic Highways.
Nice. Those games were fun.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new Guitar Hero. My brother's a big gamer. Mm. He was showing me that. I've always liked Guitar Hero better than Rock Band. I don't know why. But the new Guitar Hero is live. You're actually like on stage with a band. And then of course, like how well you're playing depends on how your band and the crowd react to you. But I guess for like one of the downloadable content things, you can actually be in Avenged Sevenfold. Like they pull you on stage and you play guitar with them.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. Like I watched this new thing and I think they're... One of them kind of mentioned that they were going to do it first, but Guitar Heroes looks so much cooler than Rock Band. Rock Band just looks like a continuation where Guitar Hero completely reworked it. They decided that the 4 or 5 buttons was a little too tricky for some people. So they did 2 sets of 3 buttons, one directly below the other. So it's kind of like just working your way down the fretboard rather than across it.
Huh.
Which is interesting, but I've always been a bigger Guitar Hero person. I just don't know why. It's like PlayStation, Xbox. And I always play PlayStation.
I can't say that I have a preference for either one. I usually played Rock Band because that's what my friends had. I've never owned either one of them. I don't know. I still want to buy that Rocksmith game.
Yeah, a couple of my friends have that. They dig it.
Because I played it a little bit, and it's like, you know, it's legit. Like, if you want to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah, I saw one. It was that, and I saw another thing the other day saying, like, in 3 weeks, you'll be, like, a guitar player that can sit in with anybody and pick it up and play. And I told Megan I would buy it for her if she would do it.
Yeah.
Like go wholeheartedly for 3 weeks and see where she is after 3 weeks and see how good it actually is. And, like, sit in with some of my friends.
Yeah. It's legit. I played it a little bit.
But I don't want a Keith Urban player guitar, Jared.
Keith Urban player guitar? Sure.
Yeah, dude, he's got a commercial, like that Swiss car.
Seriously?
Yeah, like one of those fucking you can stand on that guitars.
Oh, my God.
It was like Esteban is now gone, and it's Keith Urban.
Wow.
Like Demi Lovato is selling fake colorful extensions and Keith Urban is selling us shitty plywood guitars.
Awesome.
Not that my company doesn't make plywood guitars, but we do it with some fucking class. And we don't sell them on QVC.
QVC. Everybody's favorite. My favorite is like the watch the QVC screw ups, like people, like, you know, they're using a knife and like the handle comes off, so they like stab somebody in the audience. Whoops. That wasn't supposed to be a throwing knife.
Did you ever see the Jimmy Kimmel bit where Will Ferrell and Ryan Gosling had a QVC knife show?
Yeah.
He's like, check the sign-in sheet, Jimmy. Will Ferrell cuts himself. And Ryan Gosling, that's a clean cut, though. He's like, yeah, it's cleaner than most knives. Right to the bone.
Oh, man. Jimmy Kimmel's a freaking genius.
Yeah. He doesn't, I don't know, it's weird. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves. I can't stand and watch any of those shows, but he is fucking funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Jesus, dude. Do you know what degloving is?
No.
It's a term. I'll try to describe it for you the best I can. Apparently, he was working at his desk. I don't know if it was the main TV desk, his office, or what. And he went to get up, and he pushed off the desk or caught his wedding ring on the edge of the desk.
Oh, yeah.
His ring cut all the way down to his bone and basically pulled his finger off like you were pulling a glove off, like removed all the flesh.
Yeah.
And went through 6 hours of surgery. He was in the ICU for 10 days just to save his finger.
Jeez.
And a friend of ours is an autopsy technician. And she posted a picture of one, not Jimmy Fallon's, but of what this looks like and how wedding rings cause it. And it's apparently fairly common, and it was fucking disgusting. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't get to me, but when it's a situation, like when you're like, oh yeah, that guy got his hand caught in a drill press. Well, I don't use drill presses, but I wear a wedding ring every day and I work around machines and tools and
yep.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, I've been thinking about getting one of those silicone wedding rings I always see advertised on TV on the Facebook machine. Only so I don't ding guitars at work, because I've dinged a couple with my wedding ring, like when I go to pick them up by the sound hole. So I've been thinking about getting one, and Megan was cool with it, and now I'm really thinking about getting one.
Yeah.
Keep this thing for show.
The Army likes to post those pictures everywhere.
Oh, I believe it, dude. The military's probably way behind that.
Yeah. The most recent one that I remember specifically was we were doing Humvee rollover drills.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's like the shell of a Humvee that's set on these just like, you know, two arms, and it just like rotates it around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pit, basically.
Yeah.
Well, while you're waiting in line for that, there's like these safety pictures, and there's always one with like a dude with his like pink, his ring finger like completely ripped off. I'm like, what the? Like, remove all jewelry.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing me that. That's nice.
I was wondering if I was going to be able to keep my lunch down today. The answer, no.
If I wasn't screwed before.
Yeah. Oh, my asshole is puckered now.
Thank you, sir. May I have another, sir?
Oh, dude, that would suck.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Like, I don't like wearing jewelry as it is, but I don't think I'm ever going to wear a wedding ring.
You don't know.
I do. Not. No.
You might meet the right guy someday. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not rule anything out. That's what I always say.
I hate you.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard any of Lamb of God's new stuff?
I think I heard a clip of like one of the new songs, but I just haven't had a chance to sit down and like actually check any of it out.
So one of them, I can't remember the name of it. I think it's Overlord or something like that. They're getting a lot of flack because he's like singing in it.
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's just like quiet screaming. in my opinion. It's not, I don't see what the big deal is.
I feel like he did that on a previous album too, though. Like on Resolution or something.
Maybe. I didn't really dig Resolution too much, so I didn't really.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I wasn't. It is what it is, but I mean, it's something he's done before.
Yeah. I don't know. Their website is freaking awesome, though.
Is it?
Yeah. If you go to their main website, it'll like load not that song. I think it's a different song, but they have like this weird little, they have like a lyric video that's just embedded into their video, into their website.
Yeah.
And like little like ants crawling all over the place on this like wall, you know, because this whole album, I guess, is based around his time in the prison. I guess that's the theme of this album.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's pretty cool looking.
You're pretty cool.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah.
I've always been a big fan, so anything I can do to support those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. One web hit at a time.
Right?
Californians.
Is that on right now?
No, I was thinking because I went out to Sherman Oaks yesterday on a date, like you do.
Like you do.
And we went to this bar, and the guy that was, you know, our waiter, we were looking at the beer menu, and we were like, he's like, "Do you like IPAs?" Like, I guess. No, not really, but whatever. He's like, "Oh, well," he's talking about a particular one. He's like, "It's like really hop forward." What does that mean?
I guess like you taste them up front, maybe.
Like, is it a progressive hoppy taste? I'm confused by what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I'm threatened by what you're throwing at me right now.
Yeah. I kind of like just disregard it because it didn't register with me at first. I was like, "What?" I was like, "No, I'm gonna get something else." So then after he left, I was like, "Did he just say hop forward?"
Did you just say hop forward to me?
And then that reminded me of the freaking Californians. Like, man, we don't talk like that. We totally talk like that.
We do. I've noticed it. Like, I'll talk to people from out of state or out of the country, and I'm like hearing myself talk, and I'm just like, Jesus, fuck.
Gotta go down the, you know, the 101 or the 405, but you gotta get off on Kahanga.
Why don't you just take 5 of the 405 and just go?
Just get.
But everything we do talk about is in freeways.
It is.
But especially by you and on your way to school, and especially by me, it's like,
yeah,
it takes me 3 freeways to get to work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it takes me 3. Yeah.
You're nuts.
It's crazy. Stupid California.
Yeah, with their attitude.
You and your attitude.
You guys with your padded shirts.
Coats? However, I did discover a wonderful beer called Allagash Kuro.
Interesting.
I believe it's a brewery from Maine.
Because they know all about that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like a traditional ale, but it's aged in bourbon casks.
Mm-hmm.
So you get like this weird bourbon. Well, I'm not going to say aftertaste because there isn't really much of an aftertaste.
No, but it's present throughout. I've had stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's freaking delicious.
Yeah, and bourbon's very, it's got that dark fruit flavor, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done some stuff like that or tasted some shit like that. And then I know right now there's a brewery here that's accompanying with my work or partnering, and they're going to take some of like the maple that we use to make some of our new guitars, and they're going to make casks out of it and like,
yeah,
age the fucking beer in that. I'm curious to see how that goes.
It'll probably be awesome, or you're not going to be able to taste the difference. It's just going to be like a, you know,
money making scheme.
Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah, we'll make money off of that.
I was watching a summary of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the dude that was narrating, he was like, "And Marvel set out with one goal: to make money."
True.
Pretty funny. True, but pretty funny.
Very true.
Very true.
I'm curious. Nick turned me on to a good one. It was, I think it's a local San Diego brewery. It's called like Mother Earth or Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Cali Creamin', and it kind of tastes like cream soda.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the menu, but I didn't try it.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if all of them are, but the last time I had it, it was a nitro. So I'm assuming it's all nitro.
Nitro?
Yeah. Like, you know how Guinness has nitros in it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Mm. But it's a lot lighter of a beer, but it's a nitro beer like that.
Huh. Interesting.
Right.
I did notice there's a lot of breweries in San Diego.
Oh, there's a bunch, dude. And there's some of them are getting big. I mean, Ballast Point is huge.
Mm-hmm.
They just expanded and got like a huge thing. Stone is gigantic. I'm not a huge fan of their beer, and their restaurant blows dicks.
Dicks.
Belching Beaver's really good. They make some good regular beers, but then they have like a peanut butter milk stout that's fucking insane.
Yeah, I had that one the other day. Holy crap, it was delicious.
Yeah, and then like there's so many. Like every time you go somewhere, there's a new one. And then we have like OG's, which fucking their pizza's great, but their beer's terrible.
Mm.
BJ's, once again, their food's okay, beer's shitty. I don't know how they made it as a brewery. I hope all these people go out of business because of us.
Yes,
they won't. But
the 10 people that we listen to are gonna boycott it and they'll go out of business immediately.
Shut it down. It's gonna be awesome.
Right, if you say so. Oh man,
the fuck else is going on?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think about Ant-Man?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but it looks pretty good.
It better be funny.
Well, you know, to be totally honest, like I like Paul Rudd, so yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to enjoy the movie even if it's terrible.
Right? It just like looking at the previews, I was like, I hope it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
No offense to him, but
yeah.
I've seen some movies lately that, like, I mean, Ted 2 was funny. I saw Jurassic World. It was good. It didn't knock my socks off. I mean, the special effects are fucking incredible.
Uh-huh.
But I was just kind of like, I didn't like the little kid. So parts of it I just didn't get. It's definitely geared for kids.
True.
But it was good, but it didn't blow me away like even just the first two did, which I guess would be really hard to do.
True.
I do like that they went back and found like some old Jurassic Park stuff, like the Jeeps and shit. That was cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's parts of it I liked, parts of it I didn't. It's definitely reminiscent of human nature, how, you know, they know it's a terrible idea, but they do it anyway. And it's like, people want more teeth.
You said more scary. Or whatever it was.
You chose power drive.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that game called? Oh my god, it's from The Simpsons. Lee Carino's putting challenge.
Yeah.
I suggest putter. You selected driver. I select light power. You selected power drive. He like shot it into the parking lot.
You know, it's funny because I used to do that all the time on, it was like Mario Golf.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the green. I don't care. I'm going to use the driver.
Goodbye.
Or was it Hot Shots Golf?
Yeah, Hot Shot. We used to play that a lot.
Yeah.
We got pretty good, though.
Yeah, I thought so.
And now I don't think we could compete nationally, but we did all right.
No. Oh, I did see this thing. This kid just won something at the, was it the esports? I don't know what.
The Mario thing?
Was it Mario?
I watched one about Mario. I saw I watched like one of the ones from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but. Ugh, man.
I watched a couple things from E3. I watched the Fallout presentation, and I watched the Minecraft presentation, which was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
All virtual reality and shit.
Yeah. I can't remember, but he won like, I don't know, $160,000 or something for whatever it was. Which is, you know, considering sports, it's actually not hardly anything, but.
No. Nowhere near as much as PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
See how much annoying. Money he made last year?
I don't care.
$7.5 million.
That's nice.
Just for saying PewDiePie.
Yeah.
He was on South Park, though, so.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, give him that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not knocking him because good for him for taking advantage of some stuff, but.
Right.
Just overwhelmingly not interested.
It's not that I don't give a shit. It's just that I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Whatever. Man, I'm trying to. I want to be specific, but I don't remember. Don't you hate that? Like, you see something and then you don't remember who posted it.
Yeah. Happens to me quite often.
Yeah. Just inundated with stuff.
So I went to a couple shows over this last weekend. I mentioned the Woven War one, but then the next night I actually ended up helping doing security at a cattle decapitation show.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a huge fan of concert goers anymore, man. I don't know. I'm not doing too well around people lately anyway. But I'm just like watching these people and like cattle decaps from San Diego. I'm not a huge, huge death metal guy, but they're good.
Yeah.
And like no response from the audience. Like they'd finish a song. Some people would clap and it's like, why are all of you here? You know, like obviously you came to see these guys. It was packed, but like just piss poor attitudes. Like everybody like is there trying to be recognized for their shitty local band or something. You know what I mean?
Really?
I don't know what it is, but it's just like you would think it was a room full of rock stars bigger than those guys looking at them and their attitudes.
That must be something for that day, man. Because, I mean, I've been to quite a few shows within like the last year or so, and I still feel like there's that kind of like camaraderie between hardcore people. Because I went to go see, was it Within the Ruins and Acacia Strain.
Mm-hmm.
So Acacia Strain is, you know, like really hardcore stuff, but it was still like the same thing. You know, people get knocked down in the pit and people pick them up and whatever, and they just keep going.
Yeah. At this, there was probably like six dudes pitting. And a couple guys in the front going really hard. Yeah. But I think maybe it's just San Diego. People here are pretty pretentious.
Really?
Yeah, man. People here are just fucking stuck up. This is a shitty place for sports, music, everything. I mean, I'm not saying my band's incredible, but some of the best responses I've had weren't here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even smaller crowds in L.A. clap and at least acknowledge that you finished a song here. It's
just like, they're just waiting for the next thing.
Yeah. And it's like you're bothering them by playing music. Like, it's harder for them. They'll carry on their conversation while you play.
That's weird.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things. And then like a couple people booed one of the opening acts and I was just like, come the fuck on. And I ended up having to like ask one of the guys to leave. And he was like, I don't care. I'm here to see cattle decapitation. I was like, well, then you shouldn't have been a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, you know that this is their CD release show and they asked these bands to play. Like, these are their friends.
Right.
So if you're that big of a fan, you would respect them enough to shut the fuck up for 5 minutes. Well, I told him, I was like, dude, go have a cigarette. Go outside. Have a smoke. Have a drink. Yeah. Play a video game. Just shut the fuck up for 5 minutes.
Right? Well, not only that, but so you told me about that Author and Punisher guy.
Yeah.
So he opened for him or whatever, right?
Yeah, he played right before Cattle Decap.
If you, like, appreciate music at all, wouldn't you be interested in that?
Yeah, I think that guy's fucking mind-blowing, and it's just him, all these crazy industrial controllers and this huge spinning wheel, which I actually had to help him move and it weighed 400 pounds. And it's just, it's incredible to watch. It's a performance art, really. I mean, the sounds are cool. It's like gnarly Nine Inch Nails or something.
Uh-huh.
But it's a performance art. It's an entire thing. It's not only the sounds, it's how he does it. And the fact that it's one guy just losing his shit up there. And yeah. It's just like, have some respect. You know what I mean? Like you said, if you're a real music fan, if you know anything about music, you know that this is difficult and it's interesting.
Exactly.
But these are people that, you know, wouldn't be able to pick their dick out of a police lineup either. So
what?
It's just like, how are you not familiar with it? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You don't know any distinguishing remarks?
That's a strange analogy.
The true one. I just don't like San Diego people. Like people, especially people that are from here, you can tell.
Uh-huh.
And it's like most people I'm friends with, besides like two dudes, aren't from here. They're from somewhere nearby, but they weren't born here.
Right.
So,
well,
it's one of those things. No, yeah. I'm not. I'm a transplant. So is Megan.
Yeah.
Like Nick's the only dude I know that's from here.
Yeah, and he's a real douchebag. Yeah.
Mike Altdorf is from like Murrieta or something like that. It's just one of those weird things. Like most people aren't from here that are decent people.
It's interesting.
Up north can be a little bit different. Oceanside area, Vista, but here it's just people are, I don't know, they got too much going on.
Huh, I guess.
Like, don't let the Chargers leave. Like, I didn't see you at any of the games. I mean, I don't go. But it's cool that they're here.
Yeah. So then I can have a team to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. So I can get mad and have conversation starters at work.
Pretty much. I found it. All right. So, and I was completely wrong. So I'm glad I looked it up.
What was it?
I guess it was for Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh.
His name is Sonic Fox. I guess is
yeah.
His
I watched
name.
That.
Yeah, $60,000 for the finals.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. You know,
that's like a whole year of pay for most people, just for playing a fucking video game for a little bit.
Well, not a little bit. You had to get there.
Yeah, but the game just came out. I mean, yeah, he's been playing video games, but like they showed him that game, gave him like a little bit to learn it, and then he just fucking destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
And he did too. He fucking annihilated that guy who played Scorpion that final round.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I haven't played Mortal Kombat. Actually, I played Mortal Kombat when I was in Arizona, but it was the original Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
I was Kano. Spitting at people. Like you do.
I haven't played the new one. I think the last one I played was like Mortal Kombat X or whatever.
Yeah. I don't even know what this one's called.
It's just called Mortal Kombat, I think.
Mortal Kombat!
Hi.
I remember all the, test your might. Yeah, like it went to all the sayings from the game were in there.
Yeah.
Finish it named everybody Sonya. Johnny Cage.
That was like Kang. That was like the coolest song ever. I'm pretty sure I burned that on a CD at one point.
Pretty sure it was on Jock Jams.
Probably.
If not, it should be. Revised right. Jock Jams.
That's funny.
Good times.
That song's gonna be stuck in my head. Thanks.
That's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Harry Shearer.
That was tough.
It's, you know what I just say, it's still cheerer.
Mm-hmm.
I sound
sure.
That guy that does the voice of
everybody.
Ned. Among other things. Yeah, he's coming back, I guess.
Nice.
And it seems to me, based on the limited information that I have in this article that I'm reading in the like Twitter posts, he's just being a total dick.
He is?
That's what it looked like.
Greg was right. It was a negotiation tactic.
But, I don't know, because I don't know all the details, but there's like a bunch of Twitter posts from Al Jean, like, I don't understand what the problem was, etc.
Yeah.
And then, but there is a little blurb. I guess they were just planning on replacing him.
Yeah, I remember that. When it first happened, they were like, yeah, we'll just get somebody else to do those characters.
Yeah, which...
It's only 2 years.
Yeah, which... yeah, I guess they ended up signing for 3.
Nice.
Yeah. I think. Oh, 4. Well, 4 seasons, but that doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, however long it takes them to film them.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah. But that makes me think, you know, like, does it really matter? Because, I mean, they could have just hired somebody else for the fraction of the cost, and then...
Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, granted, he created those characters and whatever, but you're just going to be a dick about it.
You're going to be a dick.
Because the whole thing was, he's like, I want to do my own thing. Okay. Well, then Al Jean was like, never said you couldn't do your own thing.
Right.
So I guess there was just a misunderstanding, but I don't know. It just seems strange, especially considering, I guess, he came back and just signed the exact same deal that everybody else did. So it's not like he got anything additional out of it. So I don't understand. I don't know. People are weird.
Jeez. What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing.
You do nothing.
Did you see the was it GQ for this week? Amy Schumer is on it.
Yeah, dressed as Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Not bad. I gotta give it to her.
It's pretty funny.
Did you see somebody like interviewed her about, like, I think they might have asked about her kind of being overweight or, like, you know, not petite like everyone else, and she said, like, I'm 160 pounds and I could, how'd she put it? I could something a dick anytime I want. Like, hold that, or, you know, get a dick. Something. It was fucking hilarious. I was like, oh, I love this bitch.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it. I want the exact quote.
It's important to quote her correctly. This is the most exciting portion. Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm 160 pounds and I can catch a dick whenever I want.
It's true.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for you.
That's how I would do it. I remember being 160 pounds.
When you were in, like, fourth grade?
Yeah, fifth or sixth.
When you had your first growth spurt.
Yeah. That one. What? Some of these fucking trending topics are shitty. It's not even worth going over this week.
Yeah. You see they changed it?
Yeah.
There's like,
yeah, top, now you have like all the different
politics,
the top,
sports, entertainment.
And Adam.
Yeah. Which is cool.
What will be his motivation?
I don't know if anybody else cares about this, but you know, taking pictures of Pluto and shit.
Oh, my nigga Pluto.
Yeah. People are already trying to say, well, we should be a planet.
It is. It's a dwarf planet.
Mm-hmm.
A small, insignificant planet.
Neil deGrasse Tyson posted something really funny about that. Let's see if I can find it. It's like, I didn't know you could be an asshole to a planet, but he sure did it.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, what does it really affect your life, the fact that Pluto's not a planet anymore? No. People protested. It's like, Jesus, fuck, go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, Mom.
Where is it?
What are you having?
Chicken.
Nice.
God.
I have to make dinner before I go to work tonight.
Wait, work? What?
I'm doing security tonight.
Oh.
I had a battle of the bands.
Yeah.
Which nice. Could get crazy. Depending on who wins the battle. I'm just going to make sure there's no Confederate flags.
Yeah, good luck with that. That whole thing is ridiculous.
That's a thing now. Yeah, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Don't cancel TV shows. Just shut the fuck up and don't be racist.
Yeah.
And we'll all move on.
Seems legit.
Yeah, you'd think.
God, I can't find it.
It's just like you see all these things now. It's like, post this picture, share this picture of a gun and piss off a liberal. It's like, I really don't care. It's not your gun.
You can't afford
that gun. I know you. Or I like the ones like, post this on your page and let's get it covering everyone's wall. And it's like, you dumb bastard. Now it just shows the one article and a list of everybody that shared it. Like, it doesn't even like just post 20 times anymore, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's just like 10 of your friends shared this. It's like, oh, block all these people.
Thinning out the herd.
Yeah, literally. I wish we could more.
Oh, here it is. Dear Pluto, looking good, but you're still a dwarf planet. Get over it. Love, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right? Just deal with it.
That guy is so funny.
It is what it is, man.
You're the guy.
It's not like anyone can go there. They were saying it's like minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Fuck it that.
Doesn't, as far as I know, it doesn't have an atmosphere, so...
Right?
You can't... There's a couple of moons for Jupiter, I think, that have more viability for, like, immigration than Pluto does.
Those aren't moons, Jared.
That's no moon.
I like that Pluto's main moon. What was it named? Like, Sophia or Sonia? It's like, is that like his fucking nagging wife just chasing him around some orbit?
When are you going to take out the trash, Pluto?
Or Sonia or Sophia? I think it's Sophia. But I was just like, what a name for a moon. Like, and to your left, you will see Sophia. Like, yeah, no, I see her all the time. We're in class together. Like, no, like the fucking the moon. Oh. All right, then.
Oh, my God.
Shitty name for a planet.
I think it's an awesome name for a planet.
Right next to Uranus. On TV, they kept pronouncing it Uranus.
Uranus?
Uranus. And I was like, welcome to the planet Arium.
That's fantastic.
Kids really enjoy yourself at the planet Arium. I have a debilitating disease that prevents me from saying the T in the word planet Arium. That's how I felt. Uranus. Uranus so far away.
So I had this idea for, I don't know, like a web comic or something.
I'm in.
It'd be about two old British men, and they'd be called Assless Chaps. I haven't figured out exactly.
I'm in. They sound hoity-toity.
Yeah. So basically, I think the premise would be that they'd just be like these two old British dudes just talking about random things.
I like it. So it's this podcast with accents.
Yeah. I dare say, Nigel, these young whippersnappers at the cattle decapitation show are absolutely ridiculous.
Bully.
Bully, bully, bully.
Bully, bully. Harumph.
Harumph. Give the governor harumph.
You watch your ass. What a great movie.
Yes. All of them are great.
Yeah, anything Mel Brooks touches. The producers. Jesus. Yeah, buddy.
Well,
yeah,
I guess that's it.
Hey, look over there.